Just ahead, what? Me worry? What to do about eco-anxiety? First, this emerging science note from Jennifer Percy.
Banana peels? Old diapers. Used napkins. They're useless, right? Ever thought that Snickers wrapper you just threw away might be used to power your home? Or to build roads? Plans are underway to build a facility in Florida that will convert 3,000 tons of trash a day into energy and construction materials. Geoplasma, the company in charge of the project, says trash at the facility will be loaded into a conveyor belt and dumped into an incinerator, where it will burn at temperatures of 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit. That's as hot as the outer layer of the sun. The incinerator uses plasma arc technology to maintain such high temperatures. In the incinerator, two electrodes create an arc where air, under high pressure, is added to produce plasma or ionized gas. The incinerator will operate 24 hours a day and require no additional electric energy after startup, just a steady supply of junk. Emissions will come from the synthetic gas turbine, but scientists expect it will release less carbon dioxide than a natural gas turbine. The facility is expected to produce 8 times more energy than it will consume. Any combustible gas released will run turbines and create 160 megawatts of electricity a day. That's enough to power more than 12,000 homes. As an added bonus, the inorganic garbage will solidify into material that can be used to build roads. Facilities in Japan and Ohio are using similar technologies on a smaller scale. Critics, however, remain skeptical. Many doubt that current technology can reduce large amounts of trash. And because an incinerator relies on a steady supply of garbage, some worry communities will be more wasteful. But Geoplasma says their environmentally friendly incinerator will not only help solve our energy needs, but will also make landfills the dumping grounds of the past. And that's this week's note on emerging science. I'm Jennifer Percy.
Keep listening to Living on Earth.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation, online at mott.org, supporting efforts to promote a just, equitable, and sustainable society. The Kresge Foundation, investing in nonprofits to help them catalyze growth, connect to stakeholders, and challenge greater support, on the web at kresge.org. And the Kellogg Foundation, helping people help themselves by investing in children, their families, and their communities, on the web at wkkf.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.